beloved Swa, yesterday I did my own little family constellation. My mother is going to move to a new flat in July. And since I cannot be there when she is moving, I went to her today to help her with packing. It was so beautiful. It was totally flowing heart to heart between us. I have never experienced it like this with her in my whole life. And I'm so thankful that this happens before she dies. On the way back, I drove through the little places, the little place where I grew up, and I visited my father's grave. I gave him a white rose and bowed down to him. What a relief to feel love, peace, and thankfulness to them. My childhood was really not easy, and I can feel how deep it goes when these roots are becoming healed. I am so thankful and deeply grateful to feel the love is flowing in my family system again. All my love, Prashanti. It's very important to heal the things with the families, even if they don't understand that you do it for yourself. And of course, when you come more and more back to yourself, and more peace and understanding and insights are there, then you forgive, you understand. They say love is the greatest healing. And even if they haven't managed to give you love, which you can't expect from anybody if they don't have love, then when you find love, you will forgive, you will understand. This is how it is. Love is giving, is not begging. Very good. And it's very sad that the parents can expect so much from the child. What you should be, how you should behave, who you should be with, who you should get married to, what kind of education, what kind of job. But what has that to do with love? It seems like it's totally forgotten. Love, understanding, compassion is totally forgotten. And this is the most important things in life. That's why nobody is happy. Yeah, maybe you have your marriage, your money, your education, you fit in, but there's a deep unrest because there is no depth, there is no love, there is no peace. So this is the best thing you can give yourself. And out of that understanding, when you find it, you will of course share it. And it's very important with the parents, because any parent loves the children, but they also haven't shown it, because their parents didn't show it to them. And in the whole life, maybe the most important thing, you can finish the whole thing in the moment of death. If there is love there, then the healing has happened. And sometimes it has to go that far when people are on the deathbed, because then they realize they have nothing. When everything is gone, when the education, the family, the friends, their beliefs, their money, their fame, their place in society, when everything is gone, then only love, only friendship, only peace is of any value. So it's very strange that it seems like everything has to go. And that is exactly what happens with the meditator. They do that consciously. Slowly, slowly, you let go of all this stuff. So you come back to the essential. Then you don't need to wait till you die. You can live happily even when you are alive. But it's just a pity. Very, very few people do that. And if they do it, then you will be an outsider. Then you will be strange in the eyes of society. But one day, everybody will understand. Most probably then it will be too late. So very good, that's all what you can do. You say, it was so beautiful, it was totally flowing heart to heart between us. I have never experienced it like this with her my whole life. And I'm so thankful that this happens before she dies. I'm also very happy, Prashanti, because this is the only thing so value. Beloved Swar, my name is Hamid and this is my first time in satsang. I've been here at Dharma Mountain 2 times before when I participated in Kailash groups. Where's Hamid? My name is Hamid and this is my first visit in satsang. In between these groups, I felt connected and drawn to this place. But I was away doing other groups for some years, so I was a kind of busy. So now when I'm finally here, I feel overwhelmed by all the love and respect among all the people. It really touches me, but at the same time it makes me sad, because I feel my own wounds and the longing to really belong in a true way. I guess I always felt lonely or like an outsider, especially when I was together with people. And actually now in my daily life, I experience it even more than ever. It's painful, but at the same time, I know I'm on my way. One thing that comes up during my time here is the level of trust that I feel. When the level is high, I connect with people and feel relaxed. But when the level goes down, I tend to withdraw and go into isolation. It's like I do everything not to show my vulnerable side. I really want to reach out, but something stops me, and I'm totally stuck. It's so frustrating not being able to come out of the fog. Beloved, why is it so hard to feel trust? Love, Hamid. Well, Hamid, no, first thing, know you are here. How is that? Feels good. You say you've been here 2 times when you participated in Kailash groups, and in between these groups I felt connected and drawn to this place, but I was away doing other groups for some years, so I was kind of busy. You can be busy with all kinds of things. You can be busy doing groups also. Or education, or relationship, or shits, or whatever. Many people, they have that. They went there many years, they come back. But now you are here. And everything that you have done maybe made you more mature to be here. Because now you have seen. I'm all for you should do everything, so maybe one day you find, no, it's enough now. Because all these groups also, it's like you are working on yourself, getting better. My invitation, no, you can stop now. That is very difficult to accept. I was a kind of busy. So now, when I'm finally here, I feel overwhelmed by all the love and respect among the people. It really touches me. But at the same time, it makes me sad, because I feel my own wounds and the longing to really belong in a true way. All these people, it's the outsiders. Everybody has been outsiders. But outsiders in the world become insiders here. It's very strange. Even outsiders becomes insiders. How is that possible? Meditate on it. Where you get this Hamid name? It must be from Osho Sanyasin. Where you got it? In Denmark. But you see, a sanyasin, he needs a master. Maybe he needs therapy also, but that is just to get him out of the slumber a little bit. But no growth without the master. No, you have seen, no, you have tried. And go on trying if you are not satisfied. One day maybe you will stop. If you're intelligent, you stop now. No, you have found a place. You are overwhelmed by all the love and respect among all these people. Yeah, that's what happens. Here also we play with all kinds of different techniques, but it's not for the techniques. We are not going anywhere. We could watch movies also, but I have something for everybody. And many people, they like to do that. Family, constellation, and therapy, and gibberish, and dancing, and we have something for everybody. And then when you have done enough, it comes a point, maybe not yet, then you just stop, totally stop. And that is the day of great celebration. But even when we do something, it's not to get somewhere. We are already here. Something we have to do. So if you watch the movie, if you do family constellation, same thing. We enjoy. It's totally unique from any places where they do therapy. Therapy is a very serious business. And then most probably you have some advanced therapist or some sannyasins that... you know the whole thing, don't you? Take a big breath, Hamid. That is the thing. Around the master is very difficult to allow these things. We are all in the same boat. The only thing is that there's only one captain, but even he doesn't know where we are going, so it doesn't matter. The only thing is, most important is that you're ready for adventure. That is the only thing. You have to be a little bit crazy. And if that is clear, then yahoo, we go. Otherwise, don't step on board. Check somewhere if this is safe, if this is a safe ship to go on to. But who are you going to ask? And then, even when the mind is a little bit, oh, I don't know, then when you come on board, just for a visit, because sometimes the ship comes in and it stops, just to get some provision. Then you come on board, and you see, oh my God, I never seen this kind of crew before. They look so overwhelming love and respect, and so peaceful, and it touches me. And this is the thing I'm telling you, if something touches you, follow it. If your heart speaks to you, follow it. What is it that really touches you? Most people never been touched. If you really get touched, then you feel it. At the same time, it makes me sad because I feel my own wounds and the longing to really belong in the true way. Yeah, that's how it is, because you see both. But you have to see your things to get rid of it. If you don't see, how can you deal with it then? So it's a great place to be when you start seeing your own stuff, because then you can do everything. Most people, they don't want to see. Everything is fine. Haven't you heard? You ask. Everything fine. Fine, fine, fine. Next day you read that he killed his wife. That's how fine it is. They're all sitting on it. I guess I always felt lonely or like an outsider, especially when I was together with people. Everybody feels like an outsider, but there's another side to the story also. That intelligent people or rebellious people always find themselves outside. Because they see that these games isn't true. And you try to fit in, but something, it doesn't really feel right. You will always be an outsider, even if you manage to squeeze yourself in and be accepted. And that is very good, because I never fitted in. That's why I had to make my own tribe, my own family. Look now how happy we are. At last we all found each other. We can relax. No problem. Before, only problem. Only problem. Follow somebody who is happy. Follow somebody that touches you. It's painful, but at the same time I know I'm on my way. Yeah, you're on the way. But why go any further now? That's the thing. That can also be in a trip. You're on the way, you're on the way, you're on the way, you're on the way. Why not stop? Stop. One thing that comes up during my time here is the level of trust I feel. When the level is high, I connect with people and feel relaxed. But when the level goes down, I tend to withdraw and go into isolation. What is wrong with that? In the morning the sun goes up. In the evening it goes down. Do you feel it feels very terrible because now it goes home? Relax. When you feel like being with people, be with people. When you feel to be by yourself, be by yourself. What's the problem? You're making all these stupid problems. What should we say to the sun? Stay there all day? No. And if you haven't come, have enough sun, come to Brazil, then you will be get more than enough. Or even worse, India. Then you'll be so happy when the sun goes down. It's like I do everything not to show my vulnerable side. That is another thing. This has all to do with the bad upbringing, because nobody is vulnerable. So that is the habit everybody has. And you can't dare to show your vulnerable side without you feel trust. Which we come to, that is also what you are coming to. You can't show your vulnerable side if you don't feel any love. It's impossible. And everybody is starved of love. Or feeling at home. So how can you be vulnerable? You have learned to always be on guard, to be protected. It's a hard world. Mistrust, people know, they don't know trust. And it's understandable because everybody is after something from you. You have to learn a new language. That is the language I'm teaching you. It's a forgotten language. The language of love, of trust, of relaxation. But in the beginning it's very strange. Like learning Chinese. It's like I do everything not to show my vulnerable side. At least you know you have a vulnerable side. That is a good step. Play with it, invite it. I really want to reach out, but something stops me and I'm totally stuck. No. What you stuck in then? If you're stuck, you have to be stuck in something. What do you think you're stuck in? Stuck. What stuck? Stuck in what? Mud? Then you get stuck in the mud, no? What is the mud made of then? You don't know. You have any stuckness now? Don't look for it. No, don't look. It's not there. What you gonna do then? What you gonna do then? You're not stuck anymore. What are you going to do then? No, things get start getting used to doing nothing. Or enjoying. That's what I was coming back to. Doing this or that, or watching a movie or family constellation. Who cares? You start getting it, the drift now? Who's been telling you you're stuck, totally stuck? totally, I'm totally stoned. That's a very negative approach to life. I'm totally stuck, totally stuck. Who's giving you mantras like this? I'm totally stuck. This must be all these expensive groups and trainings you've been going to. I'm totally stuck. You are totally stuck. Stuck. You're a hopeless case. Stuck. At least have a positive. I give you a new one. From totally stuck, I'm totally free. How does that feel? I'm totally free. What do you say? Feels better or what? The first thing, you have to change the negative to the positive. That's the first step. You have to change the negativity to the positive. I'm free. Then you try from there. What can stop you then? You are free. What can stop you? If you are free, you're free. What can stop you? Nobody can stop you. But to accept it, to live it, that is another thing. That is a challenge. I had so frustrating not being able to come out of the fog. That I know, when you see it. But it's the same thing. Now you can see it. And also, you start getting some friends that is outside the frog. It's very difficult to find a way out of the fog when everybody is in the fog. Intelligent people, they find somebody who's out of the fog. Even if they are in the fog, you can shout through the fog, "Yo-ho!" This way, and if you have ears, maybe you go after that direction. But some people, they are lost in the fog, they scream, they say, "Come this way." But I think I should go this way. That is also normal. Even if you tell them, they say, "But..." First you ask about help, and then you have your own opinions. This is how stuck you are. Be careful. When you ask for help, you do it. You listen. Beloved, why is it so hard to feel trust? Now you are come to trust. Very good. It's getting more and more real. Why is it so hard to feel trust? Because nobody's been teaching you trust. That's how simple it is. Who knows about trust? Where can you find trust? You can't find trust if you don't find it in yourself. And that's not so easy. You have to find that. What to say about trust? People don't have love. And if they don't have love, how can they have trust? Trust comes out of love. And I'm not talking about this emotional drama love that you think is love. This mess you are used to. How can you think? How can you get trust out of that? No. It's something else. Something that you feel you totally relax in. That is how it is to be with the beloved. You just disappear and you melt. Then everything becomes blissfully silent. But who knows about that bliss? Who knows about that silence? So first is love. Then maybe when you start trusting love and sinking into love, then trust will come. Trust is just a beautiful, relaxed place of being. But all that is not relaxed has to then go. all these sides that always is on guard, that is doubting, that is thinking, that has something ready to protect or think or do. All this has to go. Then it's very easy. But in another way, it's not easy, because where can you feel that? That you can just let go and be, and knowing that you are accepted as you are. There is a Sufi story. A couple was crossing a lake in a boat. Suddenly, a big storm arises. The man is a famous warrior, but the woman becomes very afraid. It seems that life is finished. The boat is small and the storm is getting really big. Any moment they can get drowned in the big waves. But the man sits silently, calm and quiet, as if nothing is happening. The woman is trembling and she says, "Are you crazy? Are you not afraid? We can drown. This may be our last moment of life. It doesn't seem that we will be able to reach the other shore. Maybe this is our last moment. Only some miracle can save us. Otherwise death is certain. Are you not afraid? Are you mad or something? Are you just a stone or something? Can't you feel anything?" The man laughs and takes his sword out of the sheath. The woman is even more puzzled about what he is doing. He brings the naked sword to the woman's neck, touching it. He says, "Are you afraid now?" She looks at him in the eyes and starts giggling, laughing. And she says, "Why should I be afraid? I know you love me." This sword is in your hands. Why should I be afraid? I know you don't do me any harm. You love me." He puts the sword back and says, "This is my answer also. I know God loves, and the sword is in his hands. The storm is in his hands. So whatsoever is going to happen is going to be good. If we survive, good. If we drown, good. It's in his hands. Relax. But one thing I know, he loves me." Trust. Step on board, and the storms will come, the tests will come, don't worry about that. If you're ready for this adventure. Okay. Trust is something you have to be worthy of. It's not like a faith or belief. Is this your innermost? In the beginning, people are not even, ordinary people are not even interested in truth. They are too busy with all the nonsense, the whole life goes. So first an interest has to be there. Few people, they start looking. The true outsiders, they start looking. First it's just mental, reading some book, listening to this, listening to that. Then if they're really lucky, they come across someone who touches them. Who touches the heart, the being, the understanding. So then the next thing, are you going to follow that now? Then the next step is to follow that, to come back to your heart. To make your heart alive again, to start living, to start getting in tune, to become more intimate with love, with peace. Then from there, then true trust comes. That is more your soul. Says Cahil Gibran, if love beckons to you, follow him, even though his ways are hard and steep. Love will crown you, but so will it crucify you. Crucifixion first. Beheading first, crowning after. What to do? That is how it is to be worthy. Everybody wants to have a crown on the head, but in this game, you have to lose your head. Then you get the crown on your head. When no head, then the crown comes. Hoo-hoo! And then, who cares about the crown? There's no head. What a joke. Meditate on it. Beloved Master, last night I had a dream I would like to share with you. I was with Madhav and one or two others, maybe Sana as well, and we were sitting around a table, and you were there with us. It seemed to be a public place, and there was no external sign that you were more than an ordinary person. Yet to all of us, the light of your being expressed total peace, total naturalness, total presence. I was so happy and amazed that I could be there sitting so close to you. Yet my busy mind wanted to get in on the act, saying, this is the perfect opportunity to ask all those questions to Babaji that you've been so curious about, that you've been thinking about. Now is the time. This is the chance. And when I tried to focus on all those questions, something strange however happened. I couldn't think a single one. I was blank. I mentioned this to Madhav, and he just smiled as to say, relax, relax, this is how it is. He knows because I blew his mind before. Look at him, mother. Woohoo! The next thing I remember is that I had left you and I was walking along one of these nice streets in Dublin towards the city center. My idea seemed to be that I was going to show you around in my native city, and I wanted to make sure that everything was looking the best for you. Poor Avilas, he was cleaning the streets in Dublin for me. But then the thought occurred to me that you might leave the place where I had just been together with you. So I hurried back, anxious in case I was missing you. When I looked down into this cellar of the place, I saw Madhav, so I climbed down the steps and found that you were there as well. Ah. You seem to be directing a big clean out of this grimy old cellar and feeling all your love and care for me. I went to my heart with this love and I slumped down in a corner and started sobbing helplessly in gratitude. Then two removal men arrived who seemed to be Pakistani for some reason. One of them stood over me looking surprised and puzzled, and naturally I became quite self-conscious through all my tears and crying, yet obviously could not explain the reason for them. So I asked Madhav telepathically to tell him what I was feeling so upset about was because of a woman. Madhav passed on the message and the Pakistani shook his head and said, people are losing their jobs left, right and center in this recession and here you are crying over a silly woman? I couldn't help laughing at this but tried to pretend that my coughs of laughter were real sobs. Madhav too had a hard time keeping a straight face. Then I looked up across the cellar and saw you taking up some old junk in your hands in your deeply calm and totally focused way, ready to pass it on to the removal man. I thought, oh no, this can't be. My master laying his beautiful hands on this old rubbish. I cried to get up, but I must have been still crying and laughing, for I found I couldn't move. I was gone. Still, I tried to make the effort. And with the effort trying to rise, I woke up from the dream. I had to take the job to clean up into my own hands, because sometimes you get lost in your mental or emotional dramas. It was a very good dream. Avilas, that's how it is. When you are connected, even if you are not here, then you dream good dreams. Beloved, I'm very sorry to say that I'm unlikely to be able to attend the summer retreat this year. I feel the need to change things in my life, so I soon Vayuna and I will be able to get to see you more often. But at least it was beautiful to feel through my dream that the connection is there and very, very much alive. It gave me so much peace and joy to feel close to you in the dream. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for being there for me. In love and gratitude, your disciple Avilas. Sometimes things are needed to be done, and this is what Avilas is doing so he can be more around. And that just shows when the focus is right, sometimes we have to do things, but he doesn't forget what he's doing. So it's very good. Dear beloved, there is so much going on with me that my mind does not understand. In fact, I feel confused most of the time, as if I were caught in a sea of duality. It feels like I'm changing my own skin, as if I'm lost and found, nervous and confident, calm and stressed, all at the same time. It feels strange, different, confusing. Yet, even though my mind is confused, my heart is trusting you, and so I can only accept that this is the situation now. The mind will be confused, but who cares when you have learned listening to the heart? Do you think the mind is just going to give up like that? It's been your companion for so long. It will get panic attacks. You don't know what the mind can do. It will test you. But who cares when you have decided for the heart? On one hand, it feels like your love is showering light into the house of my soul, allowing me slowly, slowly to open the windows, one by one, some smaller, others bigger, some easily, others more painfully. At first it was scary, as I seemed to have little control over what is happening. Yet at the same time I trust that I am in your hands, and I feel safe to surrender. It is exhilarating to feel that I am coming out of my cave, becoming alive again. Surrender can only be done in love, in consciousness, when you understand that is the only right thing to do. But surrender is used to mean that you give up. But this giving up is the giving up of the false. Surrender is really life, peace. Yet alongside this beautiful process, I meet my shadow sides, and that is not so pleasant. I want to run away, hating myself for being so stupid, leaving me wanting to hide again, afraid that I will be rejected, and surely not still loved. It is like I'm a muscle that is opening, closing, like I'm dying, yet being born simultaneously. But this is natural. It is a point. No, they are both up in the open, these two forces. So one side is the ego, is the past, is the habits, is the mind. The other is the real. Is freedom, is peace, is love, is surrender. So they will struggle a little bit, but when you have surrender, you have surrender. It doesn't matter what the mind says. Just relax into it. It takes a lot of energy, and I find it challenging to rest in it, as I'm not used to being this helpless. No, that you are not. And that's the problem with many people. No, they're trying to do everything. But you are helpless in this game. You have to learn to walk again. That is the courage. As a grown-up, you have to start learning how to walk again. Before you can walk, you have to crawl also. How does that behavior suit you? When you start crawling around, what will people say about that? When you start crawling, this is the thing you have to be ready for. Then it's no problem. I understand that you must be showing me something, and I know that you still love me, which is simply way too much for my mind to understand, but my heart can feel it. Yes, I will blow that mind and your heart will feel it. I don't care about the mind. And I'm just happy that your heart can feel it, because now I will go on feeding that. So that is becoming stronger, and that mind will just disappear. Thank you, beloved. I love you. Yours always, Taliba. Very good, Taliba. Just start being more gentle with yourself. Okay? Because you are a very capable woman. So now in this process, everybody has to go through different things. But it is like a dark night of the soul, where all the old is going and you don't know how you should walk. But you are in a good place, no problem. And then you say, since I wrote you yesterday, it is more clear to me this feeling of not belonging and not deserving to be in your crew. The feeling of being an outsider is coming up. Yes, I only want outsiders, so don't worry. And that I have to work hard to prove that I deserve it, even though it's with me, I won't believe it. Thus, I end up with too much doing and exhaustion. But it's strange enough, at the same time, I feel free and alive, basically, very confusing, all of it. Love to Taliba. It has to be a little confusing, but don't worry, everything will settle. Because now everything is coming up. Don't think about if it's confusing or not. It has nothing to do with the mind. When you forget that, confusing or not confusing, whatever the mind, then what's the problem? You just start being more and more available. That is the whole thing. Just like a hollow bamboo, no? Like a flute. Then God can play whatever He wants. That's the thing. It doesn't matter. Outsider, insider. Work hard to prove that you deserve it. Then you are more than good enough. It's nothing to deserve or not deserve. You know this, but it's good that you tell it anyway, no? It's something bigger that is happening than deserving and not serving. We are just doing what is right and sharing. That is what it is. And look, taking care of so many nice people and helping them to be also happy, no? What could be better than that? The Sufi says, my master appeared with a flame among people with unlit candles, smiling and willing to share his gift. Then also this beautiful poem here from Rumi you shared. I have no idea what is happening, beloved. It feels like I'm dying to myself and being born in devotion to you. With all my love and overwhelming gratitude, Taliba. Beloved, from the beginning of my life, I have been looking for your face, but today I have seen it. Today I have seen the charm, the beauty, the unfathomable grace of the face that I was looking for. Today I have found you, and those who laughed and scorned me yesterday are sorry that they were not looking as I did. I am bewildered by the magnificence of your beauty, and I wish to see you with 100 eyes. My heart has burned with passion and searched forever for this wondrous beauty that I now behold. I am ashamed to call this love human and afraid of God to call it divine. Your fragrant breath, like the morning breeze, has come to the stillness of the garden. You have breathed life into me. I have become your sunshine and also your shadow. My soul is screaming in ecstasy. Every fiber of my being is in love with you. You have lit a fire in my heart, and you have made radiant for me the earth and the sky. My arrow of love has arrived at the target. I am in the house of mercy, and my heart is a place of prayer. That is what your heart should be, a place of prayer. Aum Shanti. Sure.